You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
WIBC, it is Terry Stacy along with Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel.
Hey, Terry.
Your birthday's tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for you, too.
Yeah, the first year I'm actually excited for my birthday, and we still really can't go anywhere.
How come? You really aren't ever excited about your birthday, because I usually remember Mel's birthday 3 months after she's had a birthday. So
right, it's always a surprise.
It's always a surprise. So why are you excited this year?
I don't know. Probably because I feel like I know who I am best now. You know, I have hobbies, which is weird. You know, business is good. You know, we live in the country. It's been a lot of change this year.
Yeah.
But I feel really good about myself and really confident. And, you know, getting older never scares me.
No, so. I think that's good. That's good. Except, in my mind, you should be about 75.
I was going to say 80, but yeah.
Yeah, about 75, yeah. But she's really only 30. She's just been broadcasting since she was very, very young. And so I feel like Drew Barrymore, I've told you before, I think she should be really old too, because I felt like seeing her for so many years. And same with you. But really, Mel is still very young and vibrant. As we celebrate Mel's birthday, happy birthday!
Yay! Thank you so much.
Oh, my little angel. So, listen, I know that today we are not going to meet another Indiana Original, but you've been really busy downtown and the whole campaign of, you know, welcoming people back downtown. You're part of this you know, this group that's trying to bring everybody back downtown.
Yeah, I am. And, you know, I wasn't really invited. I kind of crashed the party. And I'm glad that I did, because we have so many Indiana Originals members downtown in the Miles Square. And that's the area that's really hurting right now. You know, we had about 155,000 people downtown on any given day before COVID. And now we're at about 20,000 something. All of those different employees really supported those local businesses. You know, we have Giorgio's on Market Street. You have Supremacy. We have Windsor Jewelry right around the corner from Emma's on the Circle. You know, we have Boomerang Boutique and Homespun on Mass Ave, right? You have Greek Islands on the south side of downtown. You had a lot of employees from Lilly and Roche that would go eat lunch there every day. You know, these normal customers aren't downtown anymore. And, you know, it's a lot has happened besides COVID that has kind of created this environment that we really need to work on downtown. And I'm really excited to be a part of that effort.
People keep asking me, what is downtown like right now? I'm here during normal business hours. I'm not here past 5 o'clock. So I don't know or see what happens after when it starts to get a little darker outside. Just to look out on Monument Circle in the middle of a business day, it's beautiful out there.
We have something to compare it to, right? Like, we keep comparing it to how it was. And, you know, something we need to remember, too, is normal is how we got here in the first place, right? So things aren't going to go back to normal, nor should they. You know, but on Thursday, you know, I was at a meeting. I was at Tony's Steakhouse right there at Washington and Illinois. It's delicious. If you haven't been there, I've met the owner. Everybody who works there is fantastic. And he hosted our committee on Thursday. And so the group did a walking tour, you know, through the Mile Square, ended at Tony's Steakhouse. And that's where we, you know, kind of discussed and talked about next steps and brainstormed and met new people. And I stayed there until about 8 o'clock. And I walked to my car by myself. You know, like, I didn't feel uncomfortable.
Yep.
There were skateboarders out on the corner, just like normal.
Yep.
Right? There were, you know, people walking around, walking about. I did not feel uncomfortable, nor did I feel unsafe.
Right.
What was weird was how empty it was.
Yeah.
That's what was weird to me.
That's what feels
it's
off.
Not, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not that anything in particular was going on that made me feel uncomfortable. It just felt off because there were so few of us down there.
Yeah. I look out here in Monument Circle, and normally on a beautiful sunny day, winter, summer, spring, or fall, people are out on Monument Circle, and it's packed. Circle has a life of its own. Unfortunately, that is what's off, is that there's nobody out there.
Well, I wouldn't say nobody. It's just, it's not as many. You know, when I was there, I was basically downtown all day on Thursday. I mean, I had a few other places I had to go, but I started my day in Carmel, went downtown, then I had to go back out to Jamestown, then I went back downtown. You know, so it was kind of all over the place. But, you know, there was still someone taking their wedding photos.
Oh, good.
On the monument, good. Right? There was a press conference from a political candidate taking place on Market Street.
Okay.
Right? There was outreach for the homeless taking place. You know, people were going, in and out of the jewelry store. So things were happening. It's just we don't see the same level we used to, you know. And it's like, you know, people talk about, you know, the homeless problem and stuff. We've always had this homeless problem.
That's what I've said. We've always had the problem.
What's different is that they don't have to move out of the way anymore.
Yeah.
Because there aren't giant crowds of people walking down the sidewalk.
So they're very visible.
Right? So they're very visible. But the good thing about that is we're paying attention now.
Mm-hmm.
We are mobilizing different organizations and coming together as a community to help these people. So we help our community, right? And the thing is, I think we were able to ignore it because we didn't see them. And now we have these real issues staring us in the face that we have to take care of and we have to solve. And I think that's a real opportunity.
I do too. I really do. Here's my concern. We just have a couple of minutes left. Here's my concern that companies I have figured out that employees can work from home and the job still gets done. And that's my worry, is that the workforce won't come back as it once was. It will look much different and perhaps much less, because companies I think are going to figure out we don't need everybody to actually come here downtown to work. That's what I worry about. Do you think that's a legitimate worry?
I do, but I don't know that you need to worry about it in the same way, because the thing is, it's never going to go back to the way it was. It's not. Like, we're not going to be at that same capacity because, yes, you're correct. Employers have figured out that most people, some people, a majority of people, a group of people do work well from home. But there are a lot of people who don't, Terry. You know, I pay to have an office because I don't work well from home.
Yeah,
I've had to. I enjoy the flexibility of being able to when I need to, but I don't work well from home. And so really what I think employers need to do when it's safe, when people agree to follow the scientific guidelines that we are given, they need to welcome people back to the office, not force them, right? Don't make it mandatory. But when it's safe, when they have good plans in place, they need to welcome employees back that want to come back, because those employees are the ones supporting the dry cleaner, the coffee shop, the
right.
soup shop, the eyeglass shop.
Right.
Right? We all have a piece of this puzzle. And when it's safe, when good plans are in place, we need to welcome employees back. Is the Salesforce Tower going to be at full capacity? Probably not.
That's
but
true.
Having some people feel safe, feel welcome, and still enjoy their jobs is a great way to welcome people back downtown. And I encourage you to go back downtown now. Go visit your favorite shops. Visit your favorite restaurants. Make a night of it.
I agree.
You know, go with, you know, another couple if you'd like to.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything by yourself.
Yeah.
You can stay safe. And there are a lot of us out there working to make sure that you stay safe.
Absolutely.
And that not only includes with the people around you just because of, you know, the issues that we've had, but also anything COVID related to. Restaurant owners, shop owners, they are following every single guideline they have been given to make sure that you stay safe. And we can at least follow those guidelines too to make sure they stay open.
Absolutely. Because downtown is open. It's open and we want you to come back. That's for sure. All right. Mel McMahon, we've got to run. IndianaOriginals.com if you'd like to become a member. And Mel, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you. Take care, Terry.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
News is next. 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.